Maseches Sanhedrin has 11 prakim, and the order of the first 9 prakim is unchallenged, but the order of the 10th and the 11th is a subject of much controversy. Loimdei Hagmara, Loimdei Daf Yomi, when they get up to Daf Pei Dalet in Sanhedrin, they finish Perek HaNisrafim, and they begin Perek HaNechinokim. However, if the Rif was in charge of giving these Gemara Shiurim, then on Daf Pei Dalet, instead of starting Perek HaNechinokim, the Rif would have started Perek Chilek on Daf Pei Dalet, and we would have had to wait a month before learning Perek HaNisrafim. And what generates this controversy about whether Perek HaNechinokim belongs before or after Perek Chilek is the fact that Perek Chilek itself consists of two seemingly disparate parts. The beginning of Perek Chilek is a discussion of who has Olam Haba and who does not have Olam Haba. The end of Perek Chilek, in contrast, is a discussion of the halachos of Ir Hanidachas. Just as Perek HaNisrafim discussed the halachos of the Ritzeach, of the murderer, who is killed, who is executed with Sayof, with Hereg, by chopping off his head, it was necessary for Maseches Sanhedrin to discuss, in the same level of detail, the halachos of the Ir Hanidachas, the city which served Avodah Zarah, which also is executed with Misas Hereg by having their heads chopped off. So Perek Chilek is a dichotomy. The beginning talks about Olam Haba, and the end of it talks about Ir Hanidachas. If one views the beginning of Perek Chilek as being its main subject matter, that the main subject of Perek Chilek is Olam Haba, it's emunois and deois, it's Jewish philosophy, theology, ideology, etc. So then it certainly belongs after the other prakim, which deal in sequential order with the four Misais basins, Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, and Chenek. So we discussed the Niskalim, and then the Nisrafim, and then the Neharagim, and then the Nechnakim, and only afterwards do we turn to the Emunais Videois, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Lo'olam Haba, that even those people who are executed by Beis Din are entitled to a Chelek in Olam Haba. Because Afa Pi Shechat Yisrael Hu, and because after their Misa they have a Kapara. So that explains the order. If Chelek, if the Olam Haba in Yonim are the Iker, it makes sense that Chelek should be the last Perek, the 11th Perek of Sanhedrin. On the other hand, if the Iker of Perek Chelek is the Ir Hanidachas part, the part that discusses the halachos of the second group of people who get Misas Hereg, who get Misas Sayof, then it would be logical to include Perek Chelek together with the other Chayave Misa who get Sayof. So the order of the prakim are Haniskalim discuss the 18 people, the 18 criminals who get Misas Skila. Then Hanisrafim begins with the criminals who are Chayiv Sreifa and concludes with the Ritzeach who's Chayiv Hereg. Then comes Perek Chilek, which primarily discusses the Anshei Ir Hanidachas who are also Chayiv Hereg. And then finally, after Perek Chilek, we can turn to the most lenient of the Arba Misois to Chenek and discuss the Nechinokim. So this is the surface of the dispute. Which part of Perek Chilek is the Iker? Is it the part about theology, which would warrant that Chilek comes after all Arba Misois? Or is it the part about Halacha, about Ir Hanidachas, which would warrant including Perek Chilek immediately following the Halachos of a Ritzeach? The question that arises according to both of these opinions regardless of where you put Perek Chilek in the Masechta, why did Chazal, why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh create a Perek which has such a split and which would necessitate putting something out of place? Because no matter how you do it, either the beginning of Chilek is going to be out of place if you treat Perek Chilek as a 10th Perek, because the beginning then would come in the middle of this discussion about Arba Misois. Or if you put Perek Chilek as the 11th Perek, so then the end of it, the din of Ir HaNidachas, is out of place. What Rabbeinu HaKadosh should have done is he should have put Niskalim, Nisrafim, Reitzeach, Ir HaNidachas, Nechenokim, and then the beginning of Chilek. Why is it that either the Emunos V'Deyos part of Chilek is out of place, that it interrupts the flow of the Arba Misois, or that the Ir HaNidachas part of Chilek is out of place and it doesn't occur in the sequence of the Arba Misois? So there are three answers in Rishonim to this question, and each of the answers is very yesodistic for its implications on our understanding both of the Arba Misois and of the importance and relevance of Emunos V'Deyos to Misois based in. So very, very quickly. The Meiri holds that Perek Chilek is the last Perek in the Masechta. And the Meiri explains that we are justified putting Ir HaNidachas all the way at the end of the Masechta, outside of the sequence of the Arba Misois, because Ir HaNidachas is unique. The Arba Misois are administered to individuals. Ir HaNidachas is a Misa, it's an execution, which is administered to a tzibur, to a collective, to a city. And as such, an Ir HaNidachas vastly differs from all other Chayvei Misois. And in order to emphasize this incredible difference between the Arba Misois and Ir HaNidachas, Rabbeinu HaKadosh put Ir HaNidachas at the end of the Masechta, after even the Emunos V'Deyos section. And without going more deeply into the matter, we find in many areas of the Torah that there are distinctions between a Yachid and a Rabbim, both in the performance of Mitzvos and in the performance of Averos. And if one looks, one could probably find that the Rishonim, some of them will downplay the differences. It's a matter of quantity, of how many Yechidim are participating. And others will emphasize the differences, that there is a world of difference, a qualitative difference, between a Yachid and a Rabbim, a Yachid and a Tzibur. A Tzibur is not simply many Yechidim, it's a Nuchafza. And therefore, the halachos that pertain to a tzibur have no relevance at all to the halachos that pertain to a yachid. So even though a yachid gets misas hereg and a tzibur gets misas hereg, those are not the same misos. The hereg of a yachid and the hereg of a rabbim are different. Just to give a couple of examples, tefillah is different when it's betzibur, tshuva is different when it's betzibur, Shkagos are different when it's betzibur. If an individual does a naveira bishkaga, that's chayev kares, etc., he brings a karban chatas yachid. But if a tzibur is chayte, so then maybe they bring parhelem davar shel tzibur. There are many differences between a yachid and a rabbim. The Meiri says that the odd placement of Ir HaNidachas reflects one of those differences. In a similar vein, the Chidushei Aran brings down some people who say that while all Chayvei Misois based in are entitled to Olam Haba, the members, the citizens of an Ir HaNidachas are not entitled to Olam Haba. And therefore, says the Ran, it was critical to mention the Inyanim of Olam Haba before teaching about Ir HaNidachas in order to situate Ir HaNidachas in the proper context. The Ran believes that Perek Chilek is a 10th Perek, and that Ir HaNidachas is an interruption, it's an interruption of the sequence of Misois based in. But he says it's a necessary, an excusable interruption, because without Ir HaNidachas, we wouldn't fully appreciate the uniqueness, without the emunos v'deos, without the yesh lehem chelek and the ein lehem chelek l'olam haba, we couldn't appreciate the uniqueness of ir nidachas, which doesn't get olam haba. However, the Ran vehemently disagrees with this shita. The Ran believes that anshe ir nidachas are entitled to olam haba. He says, how can it be? The Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin tells us that chayvei misois beistin, once they are killed, kedinam, get a kapara. How can you tell me that anshe ir nidachas, when beistin puts them to death as they deserve, still lose their olam haba? They got a kapara. Their olam haba was therefore restored to them. Their bechlal yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. And therefore, the Ran says this cannot be the explanation of why we say kol yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba before ir nidachas. The emunos part of perek chelek does not at all emphasize or underscore or highlight or give us greater appreciation for some difference that ir nidachas has, because there is no difference that ir nidachas has. Just like all chayvei misois beistin are entitled to olam haba, and Shi'ir and Idachas are entitled to Olam Haba. So finally, the Ran suggests, in the name of the Ramban, a third Chiddush. And this Chiddush is fascinating. The Ran claims, in the name of the Ramban, that the discussion of who has Olam Haba and who does not have Olam Haba is a continuation of the discussion about Kana'im Poigimbay. It was necessary for the Mishnah to detour and diverge a little bit from the Seder of Chayvei Misois in order to explain that someone who's a murderer but without Hasra or without certain formalities of evidence is brought into prison and left there to die, because a murderer sets himself up against the Yeshuvah Shel Olam, as the Rambam says. And then from there, we proceeded to discuss Kana'im Poigimbay, which is another form of death outside of the Misois Beistin. Kana'im Poigimbay, Halacha V'in Moirin came. And from there, we turn to Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba, and to Ve'elu She'en Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba, discussion of who does not have Olam Haba. Because, says the Ramban, anybody who does an action or an avera which forfeits their olam haba, that person's blood is forfeit, and a kanoi can be pegeya boy with insolence, without fear of retribution from Beis Din. So therefore, says the Ramban, perek chilek is just a hemshich of the halachos of kanoim poigim boy, and therefore it belongs perfectly after the end of Perek HaNisrafim, which concluded with Kana'im Poigimbay. And the Ramban brings a raya. He says that the halacha is that the Mumrim and the Apikarsim, which are some of the people who are Chayev Olam who don't have Olam Haba, according to Gemara Avodah Zarah, Meridin V'loy Malin. That's the halacha for Mumrim and Apikarsim. And we know the famous Chazinish, who says that it does not apply nowadays, because anybody whom the kanoi is going to be pegeya in, anybody who we say moiridin about, needs hasra or toichacha, more accurately, needs toichacha beforehand. And anan, lav b'nei toichacha anan, so therefore we cannot apply this halacha anymore because we don't give toichacha the way that the Mishnah and the Gemara envisioned it. But in those days, when everybody realized that doing a tremendous avera was a danger to society, not only averos bein adam lachavera, but averos bein adam lamakoim, so then they were b'nei toichacha, and we were able to apply these halachos of kanoim poigimbay. Says the Ramban, it's not only those three or four cases of goyneves hakisva and boyel aramis, and mekalel b'koyseim, and zor sheshimesh, or koyin sheshimesh b'tumah, that we apply the halachos of kanoim poigimbay to, but rather it's all people who forfeit their olam haba, we say about them kanoim poigimbahem, and that for the Ramban explains why we put chilek in the midst of the sequence of arba misois. So everyone should be zoiche to full hatzala and yeshua from all of the averis and yitzvei hara, and we should be zoicha to yimayis HaMashiach, b'mheirav yameinu amein.